Now, in lieu of a more traditional community quick hits tonight, we've decided to do more with Doyle King.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing traffic for us today. A very explosive appearance for him on that Dunham and Miller morning program today, which has led to our wanting to continue with him and find out more about him.
Well, actually, we've been wanting to do this for weeks, and they just stole our idea.
What a laugh.
That was brilliant.
We all like,
we're all like holding our breath so we can get a clean mark of it.
I love how Ryan's rolled about 5 feet away from the mic.
Oh. Wow, you're a genius, man.
That had a lot of Smoke and Joe to it.
Yeah, it did.
All right, who are our sponsors here, Bruce?
McDonald's and Grubbs Chrysler Jeep.
All right, McDonald's and Grubbs Chrysler Jeep. Now, we're talking about Doyle's lengthy career in this market in radio. Q102, The Oasis, Clear Channel, and now doing traffic. And if you need a voice talent, you're the guy, right?
Yes, I am. You can contact me at Doyle_King@att.net. I'll be your voice.
You got a MySpace page, too, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You got something like that.
No, it's not a MySpace page. I thought you're on some...
okay. You're on some website.
You're on some Voice 123 or something like that with your demo tape on. That's where we got these drops.
That's good.
I thought I heard that earlier, and I didn't know if it was Andy Griffith or me. But, yeah, that's...
No, Doyle, that's you.
I'm Doyle King.
We know. Yeah. We know who you are.
All right, now, back in the day, a pretty wild time for all of us. What was the craziest thing that ever happened to you back in the day? Did you have a lot of girls and stuff back then?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. We you know, that was...
Did you pull them from inside Q102 and everything?
All about, yeah. Numbers written on the bottom of the board, you know, in code, and you just call it up, and here they come. You know, you didn't get the first one, you'd get the second one.
Okay, wait.
Didn't the OD tell us he used to do that?
Yes.
To run code?
Yeah, he showed me.
He did?
Yeah, he showed me. He told me all about it.
There were these listeners?
Here they are.
These are listeners?
Yeah.
And they were so infatuated with radio guys, they would come up and you guys would hook up?
They'd do anything.
God.
My God.
And we have Sideshow Bob and T-Bar.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
I was a lot younger then.
So, okay, look, man, be honest with me. These girls had to be rode hard and put away wet. Nasty looking. You're not going to get...
Not really.
Come on.
Sixes and up.
Come on. There's no way. You really... You're honest
Sixes
with me.
Sixes and up. You're too young to remember. Tell him, Reiner.
Reiner's dead.
No, I'm not too young to remember. I mean, I remember. I know what a girl looks like.
He just doesn't believe it.
I just don't believe that a good-looking girl would come up and, you know.
But they did, didn't they?
Yes.
They used to come up there. They would.
Yes.
They would.
Anything.
It was a different time in radio back then in the 70s and 80s, man. These guys were like rock stars back then.
Why has it changed?
I don't know. Because our listening audience are men who are 50.
Used to be.
Has it changed for us? It's never happened.
That's true.
Used to be you could walk into any club, any bar in town, say your name and who you worked for, and it was drinks on the house. Yeah, just like that. I'm Doyle King, Q102. Oh, hey, come on.
Really?
Wow. Well, I still can't.
Pull a set. You know, if it was some strip joint somewhere.
Pull a set?
Yeah, come up, DJ for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, Mike, you need to do that. Go pull some sets.
I do.
Oh, God.
All right, we've got Doyle King instant feedback. Hi there, you're on with Doyle. What do you think?
You know, it's my fault about the MySpace page, Ryan. It's Sideshow Bob, and I actually, when Group started rapid firing that drop a few weeks ago, I changed my MySpace name to I'm Doyle King. And I started, after he was on this morning, I got people wanting to add me because they think I'm him. But you know, if he's been, I've been considering making him my leader for some time, and the fact that now, you know, I find out that he's a red beard hating former crackhead and OD pot toke buddy, more ex-wives than Rhines, more kids than Bill Bates, and that he leches after his female traffic workers, cinches it. He is my leader.
There's no question.
No question.
Oh.
You're
going to
have to get
show your genius, man.
I'm not Doyle King.
You need to put that on your resume, though.
What's that?
30-day crackhead.
You think?
Yes. People are intrigued by that.
That'll get you attention.
You climbed out of the abyss. It's not going to.
Let me tell you, your life is going to change because of what you did today on this station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guarantee it is.
What, are they going to fire me tomorrow?
No.
Oh. We have definitely got to go out and get drinks sometime, Doyle. And me.
Okay, let's do it.
So where do you live?
I live in Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie?
Oh, damn, right. Shouldn't have said that.
No, it's okay.
Right.
That's all right.
I'll have to change my own phone number now.
That's all right. It's all right. You're doing good. Let's do some more instant feedback for Doyle. You want to?
Yeah.
Hi there. You're on with Doyle.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on with Doyle.
Hey, why don't we drop that bitch Barb and put Doyle King in her place? Thanks.
God. That's awful.
That was cold-blooded.
That was.
Dang.
You know Barb?
Yeah, I know Barb.
You like her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
You're having I'm Arby's.
And there you go. Another Arby's meal.
Now, Barb gave us some funny drops.
Wait, before we go any farther.
Go ahead.
What does that mean? You're having I'm Arby's.
Barb said it.
Yeah,
she doesn't
Barb
know.
Said it.
Oh.
This is one of her screw-ups in a traffic.
Did they have you say it one time?
Yeah.
Jeremy recorded him.
Okay,
this morning they said, go say this.
Okay, Arby's was a sponsor for traffic. What's their tagline? I know, Groups. What's their tagline, though, for real?
I don't know.
Arby's
is good.
Some combination of those words. But
you'll be saying, I'm thinking Arby's or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you'll be saying, I'm thinking Arby's. Here's how Barb translated
this report
it.
Brought to you by Arby's. Now you can try Arby's Pick 5 for $5.95 deal. Just choose from 7 of Arby's delicious favorites. So amazing, it'll say, you're having I'm Arby's.
What?
And that's it?
Oh.
I'm sure she just had a momentary brain fart.
That was recorded.
That was pre-recorded?
Yes. That was pre-recorded.
Yes, that wasn't even live.
Oh, well,
and
I'm sorry.
The copy was wrong.
I'm sorry, there's no excuse for that then.
But she'll also read anything.
Yeah, we played a prank on her, Doyle. To where we gave her fake spots because she was just one of those people that will look down and read everything.
Uh-huh.
So here is Barb being pranked, if you could find it.
360 heading north at Division. The right lane is blocked. You're jammed to Arkansas. This report has been brought to you also by Heaven's Gate Barbecue. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. When St. Peter asks you if you're ready to see Jesus or have some ribs from Heaven's Gate, tell him you want the dang ribs. And Jesus loves their chicken. Heaven's Gate Barbecue. With the tickets. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
And you put that on the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was live.
That was live, dude.
Oh!
Oh, there's more.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
It's great. Let's hear another one, girls.
This report is brought to you by the Pickle Association of America. The Pickle Association of America. Hungry for a dill? Tell your girlfriend to shove a dill in your mouth. Ooh, pickles. Give me a big one. With the tickets, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
She will read anything once. And then just got up and walked out like it was nothing to it, huh?
All right,
pretty
do
much.
Do the Carl one.
Are you
north
aware?
Wait a minute.
Wait, are you aware of Barb's political bent?
I got a taste of that when she was training me up here.
Okay, then listen to this.
North and 35, the North Freeway, right there at Basswood in the normal back if there's an accident blocking the right side. This report is brought to you by the Republican National Party. Your local elections are coming up soon, and isn't it time you came over to our side? Have a hot Carl and vote Republican. With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Barb Smith.
Oh, oh, you guys, man. We do have to go out for drinks. Oh, yeah. Those are classic. That's great.
Man, you don't know how classic they are.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, Doyle, it's been fun, man.
Hey, it has. It has.
I have an idea.
What?
Go ahead, Mike.
Text penis to your mother. Stupid.
What?
653 on the ticket. Well, I hope this doesn't come as the shocker to anyone, but we are all done for today. We certainly thank you for your time and attention this afternoon. Our producer today has been Dan Paul Bayless. With the ticket ticker, we have had Rich Phillips at the helm, Groups, Doyle King with Trafico Trafico. We thank all of them. We also thank today's special guest, the great Doyle King. Now, do stay tuned. The Top 10 comes up next. The Dan Patrick Show is after that. Tomorrow morning at 5:30, it's that Dunham and Miller morning program with their very special Friday presentation once again. So listen to those boys and then be by the channel at 3 when we're back in here with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming and we'll see you.
No, not really. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Sportatorium in downtown Dallas, Texas. I'm Doyle King with World Class Championship Wrestling.
You're having I'm Arby's.
Crack is bad.
I'm Doyle King.
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 Go Mavs. I'm Doyle King.
Text penis to your mother.
This is the official radio home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. A Cumulus station.